Today's podcast features an article from Discern Magazine.
Jesus feeds the 5,000. After Jesus allowed himself a brief period of solitude, a great need arose. Jesus responded by performing a miracle. What can we learn from Jesus' feeding the 5,000? By Eric Jones. Shortly after being rejected in Nazareth, Jesus learned that reports of his growing fame had reached Herod Antipas, the Roman tetrarch for Galilee and Perea. What was worse, Herod had actually concocted the idea that Jesus was John the Baptist, returned from the dead. Though Herod's belief that Jesus was somehow John reincarnated was humorously absurd, it was still troubling given that Herod had ordered John's execution. Herod had imprisoned John for rebuking him over his unlawful marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife. Though Herod was content to keep John imprisoned, he made a rash oath at a party, promising to grant any request made by Herodias' daughter. Prompted by her mother, she asked for John's execution. As a result, John was beheaded, a tragic and violent end for the man Jesus called the greatest of all of God's prophets. Jesus seeks some solitude. When Jesus heard these things, we read in Matthew 14, verse 13, that he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. He also told his disciples to come aside by yourselves, Mark 6:31. Perhaps Jesus desired some alone time to grieve and process the loss of his relative, John the Baptist. And he also recognized that his disciples needed some physical rest. They had been sent out in pairs to do the work in the surrounding areas and had been so busy they did not even have time to eat, according to Mark 6, verses 7 through 13 and verse 31. After this brief period of solitude, Jesus emerged to find a large crowd gathered in this secluded area. Upon seeing them, we read that he was moved with compassion for them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing, Luke 9, verse 11. The dilemma of thousands of hungry people. This situation created a unique challenge. The large crowd had followed him to a remote area, and there was no easy way to provide them with food. Since it was evening and would soon be dark, the disciples urged Jesus to send the crowd on their way to the nearest villages so they could buy food before the vendors closed for the night, Matthew 14, verse 15. But Jesus disagreed. In verse 16, we read that he said, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Essentially, Jesus was saying, "They came here because of me. Their care is our responsibility." Jesus constantly modeled perfect outgoing concern, the give way of life. But this also served as another lesson in faith for the disciples. Their immediate response had been to doubt it was possible to feed more than 5,000 people in the middle of nowhere. The disciples questioned Jesus, noting that even 200 denarii, perhaps what they had in their traveling treasury, wouldn't be enough to buy food to feed this large of a crowd, Mark 6, verse 37. And even if it had been, there was nowhere to buy food in this area. Despite witnessing Jesus repeatedly do the impossible, the disciples still defaulted to the confines of the possible. By now, their instinct should have been to expect the impossible. The lad's bread and fish. Amid the back and forth on how to feed the crowd, Andrew, Peter's brother, remarked in John 6, verse 9, "There is a lad over here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many?" But we must ask, how did Andrew know the exact contents of the boy's packed meal? Well, perhaps the boy had overheard the conversation about the dilemma and, with childlike innocence, offered his food to Andrew to fill the need. What Andrew may have brushed off as a childish gesture, Jesus took very seriously. Jesus then instructed the disciples to have the multitudes sit down in the grass, organized in groups of hundreds and fifties. Everything Jesus did was done decently and in order, the way Paul also admonished the church to do things in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. What happened next became one of Jesus' most well-known miracles. We read in Mark 6, verse 41, "And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the 2 fish he divided among them all." To grasp the scale of this miracle, remember that the count of 5,000 referred only to the men. There were also women and children, according to Matthew 14, verse 21. In all, Jesus likely fed 6,000 to 7,000 people with this boy's food. That Jesus fed thousands with just 5 loaves and 2 fish is astounding in itself, but even more remarkable is that 12 full baskets of leftovers remained, according to Mark 6, verses 42 and 43. Feeding the 4,000. This event was the first of 2 miracles in which Jesus fed a large crowd with a minuscule amount of food. The second occurred shortly after for a group of over 5,000 who had followed Jesus along the shores of the Sea of Galilee for 3 days. This miracle was also driven by Jesus' compassionate concern for the well-being of people. According to Matthew 15, verse 32, before the miracle, Jesus said, "I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way." Again, Jesus constantly modeled care and concern for people. He didn't feed or heal people for notoriety or just to feel good about himself. He did it because everything he did was driven by perfect love for others. Jesus' demonstration of love was always exhibited through actions and works, not merely feelings or words. As John would later write in 1 John 3, verse 18, Jesus loved in deed and in truth. Lessons from Jesus' feeding the multitudes. Though we can't feed thousands with a few scraps of food, we can draw practical spiritual lessons from Jesus' example. Lesson number 1. Be our brother's keeper. One of the Bible's most memorable quotes is Cain's response to God's question about his brother's well-being in Genesis 4, verse 9. "Am I my brother's keeper?" While God didn't answer Cain directly, Jesus essentially answered through his example. When he saw the multitudes were hungry, he didn't turn them away, callously reasoning, "They came out here uninvited. It's not my responsibility to feed them. I'm not these people's keeper." No. Instead of taking Cain's approach, Jesus took responsibility for them and showed care and concern. Jesus showed, by his example, that he was his brother's keeper. Jesus' concern was far beyond just providing their next meal. He was moved with compassion because they had no one to care for them, guide them, or defend them, Mark 6:34. He saw the need, had the ability to help, and chose to act. Lesson number 2. Go the extra mile. When we analyze the disciples' reaction to the situation, we see that they weren't totally indifferent to the multitudes. Their suggestion was perfectly practical and reasonable. Send the people away in time for them to reach the closest villages and buy food before nightfall. But Jesus showed them that the easiest option isn't always the best. Jesus showed them that their concern needed to go a step further. They needed to practice the extra mile principle that he had already taught them in Matthew 5, verse 41. In this situation, sending the crowd away to find food was the first mile solution. But stepping up to meet their need directly was the extra mile. Followers of Christ should strive to go beyond the bare minimum in meeting needs and serving others. And lesson number 3, don't give just to get. Human nature is capable of kindness, but often with strings attached: recognition, loyalty, or future favor. Jesus, in contrast, fed the crowds out of genuine care for their well-being. The people he fed had nothing to offer him in return. He didn't ask for pledges or commitments. He simply met their need, no strings attached. In fact, there's no indication that most of those fed ever became committed disciples. While we often assume miracles would spark deep faith, the examples in the Bible indicate they often didn't lead to lasting conversion. Jesus' compassion, selflessness, and service shows us what genuine love in action looks like. Though we can't feed thousands with a few loaves and fish, We can apply the lessons of the example behind this amazing miracle as we walk as he walked.
Thanks for listening. For more information from today's featured article, visit lifehopeandtruth.com.